Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, January 2nd. You'll be interested to know, 187 years ago, today in 1839, Louis Daguerre, a French artist and chemist, who was one of photography's earliest pioneers, is thought to have taken the first photograph of the moon. Though unfortunately, it was destroyed when his studio burned down soon afterward. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. This morning it's looking clean with waves at 0 to 1 foot. Conditions should hold steady through the morning with offshore winds at 5 to 6 miles per hour. By noon, expect the waves to increase slightly to 1 foot. Winds will shift to the east later in the day, affecting conditions into the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 7-foot high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1 feet at 6 seconds, and the offshore wind is 5 miles per hour. The first high tide on Friday will be 7 feet at 7:30 a.m., followed by a -2-foot low tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday offers clean conditions with waves around 1 foot, gradually building to 2 to 3+ feet by evening. Sunday sees a swell increase to 3 to 4 feet, but choppy conditions persist throughout the day. Monday returns to clean conditions with steady waves at 2 to 3+ feet, making it the most favorable day of the period. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 58 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:56, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:59. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be rainy and cloudy with a high near 62, southeast winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour, and gusts up to 25, with about 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch possible. Rain chances continue Saturday night into Sunday with lows in the upper 50s and highs around 61, then mostly cloudy with a chance of rain Monday into Tuesday as temperatures fall into the upper 40s at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts! This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, about 325,000 Californians will soon need to replace their licenses due to a software error identified by the State Department of Motor Vehicles. This error affects around 1.5% of real ID holders, and those impacted will receive notifications in the coming weeks or months, with any associated fees waived. DMV Director Steve Gordon stated that nearly 99% of real ID holders will not need to take any action. The issue, stemming from a configuration dating back to 2006, mistakenly applied standard expiration dates for some lawful immigrants. The agency assures that it remains compliant with federal regulations regarding real IDs. Now on to sports. Lucas Carneiro kicked a 47-yard field goal in the closing seconds, and the Ole Miss Rebels defeated the Georgia Bulldogs 39-34 in the Sugar Bowl on Thursday night, securing a berth in the college football playoff semifinals. Ole Miss will play the 12-2 Miami Hurricanes in a college football playoff semifinal at the Fiesta Bowl on January 8th. Miami secured its final four berth with a win over the No. 2 seed Buckeyes in the Cotton Bowl on New Year's Eve. Hurricanes coach Mario Cristobal stated, Y'all saw the 5% chance we had to make the college football playoff. Players saw it. The Rebels improved to 13-1, avenging a prior loss to the Bulldogs. In local sports, the stakes of the 5 seed for the Rams are significant as they look past the Panthers and Buccaneers. If the Rams secure the 5 seed, they would prefer to face the winner of the NFC South rather than the Bears or Eagles in the wild card round. Furthermore, rooting for the Seahawks to beat the 49ers opens the door for the Rams to secure this advantageous spot. Kickoff Sunday is at 1:25 on Fox. And the Chargers are keeping their secret weapon ready for the NFL playoffs, as head coach Jim Harbaugh rests many starters in Week 18 against the Denver Broncos. Justin Herbert has been playing with a surgically repaired hand and has faced considerable punishment this season. Kamani Vidal, recovering from a neck injury, could be vital for the Chargers if they face the New England Patriots in the wild card round. Vidal has shown impressive stats, accumulating 525 rushing yards and 4 total touchdowns during the season. With both Vidal and Omarion Hampton healthy, the Chargers could exploit vulnerabilities in New England's defense. But for this week at the Broncos, kickoff is at 1:25 on CBS. In top news, new laws in 2026 will impact Social Security, food delivery tips, and tax deductions, reflecting significant changes from President Trump's administration. These changes will affect the financial lives of Americans as new legislation aims to advance or restrict policies. The Big Beautiful Bill, signed on July 4th, will raise the standard tax deduction to $32,200 for married couples and $16,100 for single taxpayers. Additionally, Social Security payments will increase by 2.8%. In Virginia, a new law limits social media use for minors, while California will ensure tips do not offset delivery pay. In business news, California has extended the deadline for 17,000 migrant truck drivers to reapply for commercial licenses until March 6 instead of January 5th. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy threatened to cut $160 million in funding over the licensing delay, escalating the state-federal conflict. The Department of Motor Vehicles announced that the licenses of these drivers, which had been revoked because the expiration dates extended past visa expiration dates, can now remain valid for 60 more days. DMV Director Steve Gordon emphasized that commercial drivers are an important part of our economy. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged for the week at just under $89,000. Ethereum is unchanged at $3,000. And XRP is down 0.5% to $1.88. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes. So listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Researchers are hunting America for hidden data centers. A team from the nonprofit research group Epoch AI is using open source intelligence to map the growth of data centers across the United States. They analyze satellite imagery and legal documents to create an interactive map detailing costs, power output, and ownership. Epoch AI's findings reveal that the data center industry is controversial and expanding driven by significant investments in artificial intelligence. Their maps provide valuable insights, despite challenges in accessing complete information about smaller data centers. The goal is to illuminate this burgeoning sector, even if some details remain hidden. And in entertainment news, MTV did not die on New Year's Eve, despite social media posts, but the music left a long time ago. You may have seen news claiming that MTV officially shut down, ending with Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. However, MTV is still operating, even if it is currently airing repeats of The Big Bang Theory. On New Year's Eve, several MTV-branded music channels in the United Kingdom were shut down, but the flagship MTV UK channel continues to broadcast. In the United States, existing MTV channels will continue without change, including MTV and MTV2. While MTV has not been music television for a long time, it still operates some digital music channels. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and philosopher, Albert Hubbard. And he said, "The greatest mistake you can make in life is to be continually fearing you will make one." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.